Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
get
do?
A people? What they want?
Jalen Rose, you and I both love semi-pro summer basketball action, and wow, did we have some this weekend in Los Angeles. The premier summer league is the Drew League, and that is the king, LeBron James, pulling up to the Drew, dropping 42 points and 16 rebounds, playing alongside DeMar DeRozan. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
First off, this Jalen and Jacoby. So we're going to pull everybody behind the curtain on this story about what it's like playing at the Drew and what professional players and street ball players mean to the community when they go back to play in situations like this. Fans that don't get a chance to pay for Laker tickets in LA, or when you in New York, Nets or Knicks tickets, or Pistons tickets when you in Detroit. So playing at summer leagues like St. Cecilia meant everything. And there was a time where players did this frequent. Tell me, Jacoby, one of your historic times watching one of your favorite athletes play summer league.
Oh, Friday night at the Kingdome in Harlem. I was a little scared while I was there, but I loved all the basketball that I saw. I fell in love with Lance Stevenson and a gentleman by the name of Homicide, who is now a friend of the program. Continue, Mr. Rose.
Absolutely, a family affair. So LeBron James and DeMar DeRozan playing against a team coached by LaVar Ball. And I've been in those situations on both sides, and it's just great to see those guys out there balling. But LeBron is also sending a separate message, is that he hasn't played NBA basketball in a long time.
Like 3 months?
This ain't what he does every summer. You know why? Because usually he's playing into late June. Okay, so now on one hand, it's great that he gets a chance to give back to the community in a way, but it's another thing, he's also sending a message not only by playing, but by his comments and acknowledging the fact that we have a chance to get Kyrie. There was a rumor that Kyrie might play that day, but he ended up not playing. And so he's been spending a lot of time in Cali. And it's going to be interesting and going to summer league games. And so it's going to be interesting to see if LeBron can put the vice grips on the Lakers brass and force them to do whatever it takes to get Kyrie.
Well, I want to give a big shout to the NBA and the NBA app, because I'm on my phone hanging out with my kids, and all of a sudden I get a notification like LeBron is playing in the Drew. In one click, I'm watching LeBron at the Drew. Like, it was wild. I was this is amazing in a live feed. And also, I have to be negative Jacoby just for 1 second. You got LeBron and DeMar DeRozan. Y'all got to win by more than two. Like, they were up by six, someone hit a three, and there was a steal, and then they got it to a one-point game. They fouled LeBron. LeBron went 1 for 2, and they actually had a shot to win the game that did not go in. But y'all got to win by more than two if you got LeBron James and DeMar DeRozan. But that is also a testament just how competitive that league is and how the gap between, you know, bench NBA players and Drew League players is much smaller than you think. Jalen, let me move this story on a little bit, because LeBron didn't just show up at the Drew. He also showed up on the Uninterrupted's YouTube channel that put out a new episode of The Shop. And here's what LeBron said about his mentality and his current team.
I'm obsessed with it, with win or bust. And what makes me have sleepless nights is when you don't have everyone that feels the same way on your club. Like, it's times where I wish I was like a tennis player or a golfer, where it was literally like, look in the mirror, mother is you versus you.
Okay, I understand what he's saying, but can I do the media thing and try to read too much into this? Is he taking subliminal, sure, little subliminal shots at some of his teammates there?
Well, it's about the journey, right, Jacoby? And basically, what he just gave you a glimpse is to why certain great players, superstar, all-time great players, aren't necessarily the best coaches or even analysts, because like he said, they're used to being able to dominate the person in front of them, but in the team dynamic, that don't necessarily mean you win. You just told me that him and DeMar was playing at the Drew and only won by two.
2 points.
You see what I'm saying? And so for LeBron, at his age, you know how this works. People who are the most honest are kids and the elderly, or those that just feel like they ain't got nothing to lose. And in LeBron's case, he's like, I'm 37. We ain't the favorites in the West. We got a chance to get Kyrie, do it. I don't care about no draft picks. I don't care about compensatory. I don't care about if me and Russ ain't talking. Like, whatever we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Rich Paul even sending out tweets like, it's a cold game. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there is a sense of urgency, as there should be. Because I'll ask you something. That's why Darvin Ham signed up. Like, I talked to Darvin Ham. He won't win championship. He won't win championship. They want AD to stay healthy. They won't win championship. And so, like, it ain't just him. And I know that in a team dynamic, the world is going to focus on the headliner. But every time LeBron won a championship, you can remember, oh, Ray Allen did hit that three in the right corner. Oh, wait, Kyrie did hit that three on the right wing. Like, Kevin Love did do a good stop defensively against Steph Curry. Like, and so there's a team element for sure, but it's just the difference between being an all-time great in an individual sport and obviously a team sport.
So, Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and take this even further and try to sensationalize it. Winner bust mentality. I need everybody on my club. I'm obsessed with winning. I want to put myself in the best position to win. He didn't say that last part. I put that in there. This is the last year of his deal, Mr. Rose. What if after this year he says, this is not the best opportunity for me to win and I'm obsessed with winning. Perhaps I should just look at the landscape. If this year goes like last year did, and he's obsessed with winning, and he can find a better place to put him in a better position to win, don't those things make you feel like he could exercise that option?
Who was it? Drizzy Drake said, don't do it. Please don't do it. So let me get this right. You deliver a championship to Laker Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You're still averaging late 20s.
Oh, yeah.
One of the elite players in the game. You also have Anthony Davis on the roster, a top 10 player. Y'all just brought in Darvin Ham, one of the elite young coaches. He's going to be in the game. And you going to bounce? Like, this is where the social media era is going to work against a great player like this. If he was to do that, that would be the equivalent of KD going back to the Warriors. Like, we would talk about, like, their greatness and appreciate it, but you won't ignore those chapters in the all-time great book. And so I don't believe he leaves the Lakers. Now, obviously, if he has a chance to play with his son, then I guess all bets are off. But under other circumstances, just leaving because next year we're not good enough to win at all and he's on the team, he's not going to be able to do it.
All right, if there's some health problems and they end up out of the play-in again, we will readdress this conversation. Now it's time to move on to another superstar who is making some sacrifices to win himself. This is what James Harden said about his new deal. Quote, I told Daryl to improve the roster, sign who he needed to sign, and give me whatever is left over. This is how bad I want to win. I want to compete for a championship. That's all that matters to me at this stage. I'm willing to take less to put us in position to accomplish that. Jalen, that sounds amazing, but there's a little part of me that says, maybe you're taking less because you're not worth the max anymore.
Well, he's invested in himself, right? Like, this is his final chance at this point of his career, based on everything he's accomplished. A future Hall of Famer, top 75, been an MVP of the league, but he's been a declining player, still averaging 20 and 10. Since he left Houston. That's an absolute fact. And look no further than this year's playoffs. It's almost like when Embiid wasn't out there, even if they had Harden, it was like they didn't have a chance. And so Now all of a sudden, on paper, people could call it a pay cut, but really he was hoping to get a big deal. So since he ain't getting a big deal, he's basically taking a haircut. I'm gonna invest in myself, reinvest in the team. Therefore, if we win, and I've been telling you this for summers, Jacoby, when he reinvests in being in shape and being in the gym. You saw the video with him and Maxi and Sam Cassell. You saw the video right wing working on the pick and roll action. You know he's been in the Hamptons with his owner, Michael Rubin. He's doing all of the right things, staying in the incubation of the team this offseason. That now hopefully leads you into a landing, a runway to have a great season, a long playoff run. Now y'all revisit this next year and you're like, all right, now it's time to do my 4-year deal. But otherwise, it's not going to happen. They still got to win. And it's going to be interesting to see how healthy they can be and how consistent they can be going into this season.
So I'm very gullible when it comes to the quality of NBA teams during the summer, because James Harden, he's talking to Chris Haynes about this. He says he's in shape. These last year, he was hobbled with the hamstring the entire year. They're Joel Embiid, James Harden pick and roll numbers are just like off the charts, one of the best in the league. They bring in Tucker, Daniel House, D'Anthony Melton. There's a part of me that says, you know what? The Sixers are going to be pretty good next year. I really feel that way, because I do feel that James Harden was not 100% last year. And with these new pieces, one of the problems is they didn't just lose Ben Simmons, who wasn't playing. It was the Seth Curry and Andre Drummond did deplete their bench a little bit. They've restocked a healthy, in-shape Harden. Joel Embiid, a lot of people's minds, was the MVP last year. Could this team come out of the East if they're healthy?
Yes, they could.
I think so, too.
And that's the first time you've heard me say that. And it's based on what they have done this offseason. But again, they're still going to clearly need Embiid to continue to play at an all-NBA MVP level. And they're going to need James Harden to play at an all-NBA level. They're still going to need that. And I agree with you. Maxie's still going to improve. He's been like the sky's the limit for what he can bring to that team. Tobias Harris is still going to be a solid veteran that can score and play within a team dynamic. Thybulle is a lockdown defender. You know, they have a squad. And I just got to say this also. I'm really proud of my NBA brothers that have taken coaching jobs here recently, even new jobs like Amani Williams, only been there a couple of years, or even like a Willie Green or Ime Udoka, have done a really good job like turning around those squads. Chauncey Billups is going to do it next. But I want us, and Darvin Ham is going to do great.
And don't forget Mosley in Orlando,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly, Jamal Mosley, I like what they're doing. But I want to see Sam Cassell get a legitimate head coaching opportunity. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's next to fall in line with that group.
And we've seen videos of James Harden and Sam Cassell working out. Those are the kind of the offseason videos you want to see from James Harden. We have some videos of his running mate, Joel Embiid. He ain't in the gym working out. He's at the wedding, dancing the Hora, a traditional Jewish dance. Look at him having so much fun. And they have this another tradition where they pick you up and put you on a chair. Look at him getting it in. Jalen, I love this so much. I want to be invited.
I love this. Like the great American philosopher David Jacoby once taught me, we don't celebrate enough.
Mm-mm.
And not only do I enjoy seeing Joel having a good time, that looked like it took $1 million to get him there. So not only did you have a good time, but you got seven figures to be there. That's a beautiful thing.
He knows somebody. He's involved somehow. And also, when you invite Joel Embiid to your wedding, you know you're getting a good gift. You know what I mean? Joel Embiid, he's not putting $100 in a card. You know what I mean? When you make as much as Joel Embiid does, you know you're getting a good gift. Jalen, we've discussed LeBron James of the Drew League, and we've discussed the potential of, I don't know, him maybe being joined in Los Angeles by that man right there, Kyrie Irving. We'll talk about him skipping the Drew League and what he did that made it all worth it. Stay tuned.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
and what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I want to congratulate the Portland Trailblazers Summer League team for taking home the championship. And I also want to show you how Dame Lillard found out.
What up, bro? Oh, y'all won it? They won it? Oh, s***. Oh, they won it.
I love it so much. His wife, he's there. He's at the pool hanging out just like he should be in the summertime.
Absolutely. There's so many things I love about that video. Like you said, seeing Dame and his wife, he enjoying their vacation and their off season, knowing he just got a 2-year extension over $100 million. You know, I just love this game, Jacoby. And let me just tell you something funny. I like the fact that as the best player and as the leader, first off, he was available. Mm-hmm. He in the pool, getting FaceTimed by a squad in Summer League, he answered the phone. That's one. Two, I like the fact that he didn't know. He was like, I am living my best life. Like, I forgot they played at 3 o'clock or whatever the game was.
Big party, too.
And then lastly, I got to say a couple of things. Are those real diamonds in those championship rings?
I don't know. I haven't checked on them, but okay. I'm assuming so.
I hope that, because each win matters. And I'm glad that the league, who continues to be marketing geniuses, even like you said earlier about being able to watch LeBron James at the Rucker, just like how the NBA continues to market its game is terrific. But I have to say this, and congratulations to the Blazers. Are we going to need a play-in for Summer League?
maybe not. LeBron James was at the Drew League, not the Rucker, but maybe he'll show up at the Rucker or Dykeman or Kingdom later this summer. Let's get back to the Drew League, because the leader of the Drew League, gentleman by the name of Dino Smiley, had this to say about the potential of Kyrie Irving coming. He said the following quote, I don't know. They're pretty sure he was coming. But you know how Kyrie is. I guess he changed his mind in the middle of it. Now, before we start getting on Kyrie Irving about not showing up again or being flaky, this is what he was doing. He was teaching a young girls basketball camp instead of going to the Drew League. So salute to Kyrie Irving for spending his time on others, spending his time educating the youth, female basketball players, instead of going to the Drew League. Shout to him for doing so.
Absolutely. And he's standing in the gym. Like, he's one of the most skilled players to ever do this. He got the best handle, him and Steph Curry, in the league right now. And the way he's showing them to, like, how to use that first step, like, that's real spill right there. Like, that's where the game has changed right there. And that's where he became a game-changing finisher also. So I'm rolling with you. It would have been nice to see him balling at the Drew. But it's even better to see him doing what he's doing.
I also like the way he makes it look, jumping off your right foot and finishing with your right hand look super easy right here. Like, I could do that. I cannot do that. I can't do that. I'm going 3 for 10 if I try to do that. Jalen, you've got such a brilliant basketball mind that sometimes we have to put you in a position to exercise that mind. It's time for GM Jalen. During this segment of GM Jalen, Jalen will continue to be the general manager of the Nets. However, I am the general manager of the Boston Celtics, calling up GM Jalen.
Wow, surprising call.
Yeah.
What's happening, GM Brad? Jalen, how you doing?
First thing I want to say that I hear what they say about our playoff series, but that was a sweep, but it was much closer than most sweeps. I remember that game one was one of the best playoff games of the entire playoffs. That was a great run. That was closer than it was. You've got a great squad over there. However, seems like you're having some personnel problems. I want to take those off your hands. Kevin Durant wants to be traded, so I've got an idea for you. I know you love Jaylen Brown, and yes, I know that you've been adamant about us not breaking up Jason and Jaylen, but I would do it for you. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Grant Williams. You saw him hit all those threes in Game 7 against the Bucks, right? And on top of that, not one, not two, three first-round picks for a player that doesn't even want to play on your team. Mr. Rose, got to take this offer.
So let's talk about inflation. Just a few years ago, Oklahoma City got 4 first-round picks for Paul George.
Yep.
Right now, the Utah Jazz, who just got a few picks for Rudy Gobert, are asking for that for Donovan Mitchell. If you want Kevin Durant, you're not going to see a first-round pick for a decade. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what about Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and Grant Williams? Those are 3 great players that can contribute now.
Does Derek White start?
No, he doesn't start, but he played heavy minutes all playoffs. In that Heat series, he carried us during some games.
Okay.
You always say you want someone who can contribute now, so there you go.
I'm still looking for Grant Williams from the finals. Have you seen him?
He hit a lot of threes in that Game 7 against the Bucks. Do you remember that performance? I mean, he basically beat the Bucks single-handedly in a Game 7 closeout game.
Now, Jaylen Brown, now he's incredible. Mm. So, if you could give me him and say Jason Tatum, then we may be able to make this happen. What you think?
Well, we're going to have to listen. I respect your opinion and your wishes, and I look forward to continuing this dialogue. I'm going to circle back with my colleagues, and I'll come up with a new counter offer that will definitely, positively not have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in it. There's no chance.
Because here's what I'm learning about today's NBA. The value in the picks are in the lottery. So usually those are the teams that are tanking to get the picks. So that would mean the picks that I'm getting from you gonna be late first round picks.
You're probably right, because Kevin Durant is gonna carry us deep into the playoffs. All right, we'll circle back about this later. Thank you so much for getting on the phone, GM Jaylen. Enjoy your summer.
Yes, indeed. Good to see you, Brad. Good talk.
We will be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby. Jaylen Rose, Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia.
Wrongfully detained way too long, 151 days. We here at Jaylen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jaylen Rose, I got into the Open on Sunday because I was live betting it and losing money and having so much fun. Cam Smith won the tournament, and here's what he said about the trophy.
Well, perhaps you can tell us how you're going to celebrate tonight with the Clara jug.
I'm definitely going to find out how many beers fit in this thing, that's for sure.
Every trophy should hold beers. If your trophy doesn't hold beers, go back to the drawing board.
National Hockey League also, and it's understood, it's appreciated, it's become a tradition, it's only right. Got to celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on. See y'all tomorrow. Appreciate the love.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that, doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jaylen Rose, something happened over the weekend that we need to celebrate. We always celebrate power couples.
Yo.
Bennifer 2.0. Jennifer Lopez, someone who I've had my eye on for 30 years now.
Me too.
Woof. Jennifer Lopez. Salute to her and Ben Affleck, Cambridge's own. Got married in Vegas at a real chapel, one of those little like Vegas marriage chapels. They waited in line just like everybody else. They didn't pay extra to get the Elvis impersonator. Just a little shotgun wedding in Vegas just like everybody else. Sob and boss move, shotgun Vegas wedding for a celebrity couple.
Definitely a boss move, and I'll tell you the number one reason. They've already done it before and they got kids.
I'm not sure that's true. Do they? I don't think that's true.
J-Lo has kids. Doesn't he have kids?
They have kids. They had kids together. No, they do not have kids together.
So what I said is correct.
Okay.
J-Lo's been married before, and they both have kids. So definitely this is a boss move because you're just streamlining the large gathering and trying sometimes, Jacoby, to force feed 2 families together in public. Hmm. How about that? You just go ahead and just do it and you eliminate all of that.
Yeah.
And so that's a way to look at it also. Boss move.
I think it's a boss move because when you are a celebrity at that level, when you're a celebrity at the Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck level, any sort of event you have that is a wedding turns into a paparazzi nightmare, turns into this big glitzy, glammy thing that people talk about for 2 weeks. It becomes not about you and your love and your union, becomes more about who was there and what you wore, and you get sponsored and this and that and all that. So I like it like this. This is about their love, not about an event to get them some press. Shout out to those two. Couple other things I want to discuss with you briefly on this podcast exclusive. Got some very bad news today. I saw a tweet from our producer Nick Tutz that hinted that Desus and Mero might be hitting a rough patch as a duo. And I'm a huge fan of their work. And one of my favorite things like this show is their chemistry and their friendship. And I just want to say that hopefully this is just a very small, brief, not seeing eye to eye moment in time, and those two will be back making us all smarter, happier, and full of laughter moving forward.
I got love for them, the Bodega Boys, and to watch their ascension in the podcast space and other shows that we mirror. And what I mean by that is, like, over the last 10 years, I've seen shows like, I always looked at our show as a sports version of The Breakfast Club because we started around the same time, and a linear version because we're on TV. And so as the podcast space continued to graduate, there became certain shows like theirs that became really notable. So I, like you, hope is just a moment in time or a rough patch, and they can get back on the same page if they're not today.
Big shout to Desus and Mero. And Jalen, I've done some more research on the Zach Wilson situation. There's a video online that shows Zach Wilson's mom.
He's so messy.
With one of her friends, a close friend. She's blonde. She's got extensions in her hair. And I'm not saying that this happened, but I'm saying that there is some video evidence of a female who's very close friends with Zach Wilson's mom, who might have allegedly rumored to be Instagram comment reported, had an affair with her best friend's son.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. Like, this is definitely cultural, for sure, because I don't want to project. These are just jokes, nothing serious. Like, I think if Zach's mother looked like my mother, rest in peace to my beloved Jeannie Rose, and I just see myself like her friends are like Charlotte, Alcine, and Jean Fuller.
Big shout to Charlotte, Alcine, and Jean Fuller.
No doubt. And like, they used to show up like the Vandellas, you know what I'm saying? Like Diana Ross and the Supremes. Remember, I'm from Detroit, so there was a whole look, a whole vibe, and everything, right? And so I could never even imagine them even considering talking to any. Remember, I'm the youngest. You know what I'm saying? I got two older brothers. Rest in peace to my oldest brother, my bodyguard, Bill Rose. I miss and love you so much. I'm the youngest. So I couldn't imagine my aunties in any way, shape, or form having some sort of consideration to look at me as somebody that they would talk to or even consider trying to get with in any way, shape, or form.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable, the whole line of thought. Yeah. Call 9580-JALEN, leave us a voicemail, and we will put it on the show just like this.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? It's Ian from North Carolina. I wanted to get your opinion on this video I just saw on the internet. This woman was at a restaurant, and she looks over at the table next to her, and a guy has taken one of the glasses, filled it with water, and was letting his dog drink out of the water glass. Now, he wasn't reusing the glass. It was exclusively the dog's glass. But she was disgusted nonetheless. And she caused the scene. She got kicked out of the restaurant. I checked the comments on the video. There's a bunch of people saying they'd never go back to that restaurant. How disgusting that was. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. I know Jacoby out here eating soup, sharing spoons with all in New York City, so I don't see the big deal. Am I gross? Thanks, guys.
I love this show so much.
Well, Ian, everyone that goes to a restaurant is sharing utensils with someone else. It's not soup exclusive. You know what I mean? And I will say this is, I understand my logic brain, my science brain says that dog's saliva is no more harmful than human saliva. They heat wash these dishes. All the bacteria will be killed. So why would it bother me that that's happening? That's my logic brain, my actual brain, and my heart and my feelings. Oh hell no, no 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 no! Don't even use a bowl. Don't, unless it's a bowl for dogs. No 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 no! Don't do that at the restaurant. No.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. And even though we don't have shows this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I promise you guys, in August, when other shows are struggling for content, we're gonna go crazy with the guests. We lining them up right now. Jalen and Jacoby's the only Monday through Friday show that's gonna just give you like the crazy guest list, the most versatile guest list in sports, comedy, music, and entertainment. This is two for two for me today. This is also cultural. Two for two. This is cultural, fam. These are the same person that gave the dog the glass is the same person that allows the dog to sleep in the bed.
And lick their face.
And lick their face and kiss the dog in the mouth as many times a day as they can. And treat the dog, and I'm not mad at this, you know, they're animal lovers. They treat their dogs, they're people who love their dogs more than they love human beings. And that's their choice. I am not mad. I love dogs. I love dogs. We have two family dogs right now, German Shepherds, Louis, King Louis, and Loki, Mariah's Red Shepherd. So I'm there walking their dogs. I'm with dogs all of the time. I love dogs. But the dishes that we're eating out of as human beings,
no.
I owe it to the rest of the patrons to not have my dog licking on this glass, because all of us in this restaurant are gonna eat out other places at one point of our lives. And you know what you don't want? To see yourself at another restaurant another day and think about the fact that somebody probably gave this glass to a dog to lick out of.
Mm-hmm. No, this is not okay.
That's not okay.
This is not okay. Some tells
That's
me that,
not okay.
that the person Ian's talking about in this video, I don't have to look. They probably look more like me. They look like
Definitely.
Me.
Definitely. Two they for do. Two cultural.
They do. They do.
Definitely.
And if I work at the restaurant, I am politely letting that patron know that we can provide a bowl that will be suitable for the dog to eat out of, but we're not gonna use the same glasses that the humans use. No, thank you.
Well, let me double down on that. When I'm at a restaurant, this just actually happened to me in Cali. I don't want to be eating near your dog.
No, I don't either. I don't care. And this whole like service animal thing, like y'all just filled out some paperwork. That dog ain't got no job. You know what I mean? That dog don't have a job. Y'all just filled out some paperwork so you can take it on the plane.
L. Duncan, friend of the show.
Shout to the real service dogs out there. Shout
Correct.
To the real ones. But there's
no
some fake
question.
Ones out there.
L. Duncan hosts the 6 o'clock Sports Center. I saw her do a tweet the other day that said her plane was being held up because somebody had a service turkey on the plane.
No. That turkey, what's that turkey doing for you? Emotional support turkey? No.
And so there has to be respect of other human beings and not having your animals in their personal space. There's a reason why you have a dog right now and I don't, because I don't want one right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I've had a dog before, and let's imagine I was hungry. I really wanted some cereal. And I looked and all the bowls were dirty. You know what I'm not gonna do? Go over to the dog bowl, pick that up, pour some Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there, and eat from that. And the same should apply for the dog. Let's separate these. Let's separate the bowls and the utensils. There's the animal ones and the human ones.
I'll be rocking with the human ones. I'm glad you flipped it. That was really smart. You're right. I'm riding with you, my brother. And again, I gotta say this for the podcast listeners. Like, this is truly important to me. Can y'all name me a Monday through Friday show who has the versatility of this one? Because I want to start watching it. I'm for real. I want to start listening to their podcast.
It sounds great.
Is there another show that has Benny the Butcher as a correspondent?
Mm-mm.
Like I just want to know. Yeah, I just want to know.
Listen, we always get it done. For the ones who get it done, it's brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of the many Grainger locations. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that? Jalen, Anthony, Rose.
They need to sign Danny Grainger. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time. Give people all.